Mr. Hammond, it's a great pleasure to have you here on our station.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure. I'm very happy to be on your station.
Let's start with the first question. What I find fascinating is that you have been making music all those years, 60s, 70s, 80s. Is there, music-wise, a decade that you prefer?
Music-wise? Well, the 60s and 70s were wonderful, two wonderful decades. But maybe that's because I was, you know, younger and starting. But really, I mean, I've just kept on with the times, you know. I mean, I've written songs in five decades, you know, so, and had hits in five decades. I just feel, you know, all decades have their good parts and their bad parts, you know.
Did you find it a cool thing to adapt to the trends of all the decades? I mean, like, they were very distinguished, the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and so on. Did you like the changements in the music?
Well, it was strange at the beginning, like anything else. You know, if you're used to eating a certain food and they change it, it's strange at the beginning, but then you get used to it, you know. So, and that's what would happen. You know, a decade has 10 years, so you would start getting used to the change in music, and I mean, you still wrote what you wrote, you know. It's just that you might make the record differently, you know, more in the style that people wanted or radio played, you know.
Yes. What do you think of today's music?
I think music always is, you know, will go through changes. And I think today's music has its good parts and its bad parts, like any other time, you know, since music was created. You know, there's the good and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will happen forever. You know?
Yes. And today, if you've got a minute or two, what do you like to listen to yourself?
Oh, I still listen to... I don't listen too much unless I have the radio on and I hear it. You know, otherwise, I still love to listen to, you know, classical music or, you know, opera or rock or pop or R&B. But, you know, from my time when I grew up, like Buddy Holly, like the Everly Brothers, like Roy Orbison, like Cash, like all these people. Occasionally there's a new band that comes along, and you know, the only thing is they don't last very long today. You know, they have a couple of hits and then they disappear. In my days, I mean, we're still around. I mean, you know, if you take a look at people like Billy Joel or Elton John, or I mean, they're still there. They're still writing and performing, and they've lasted, you know, 30, 40 years. Today they last 3 or 4 years and they're gone, you know.
Does that worry you?
No, I think it's part of how fast the world is moving with technology. You know, before, you know, you'd find out something a month after it happened. You know, now you find it 5 seconds after it happens. You can get on the internet and know what's going on, you know. So. But it doesn't worry me, no. It's the way it is. I cannot change that, you know.
Of course. And when you listen to the radio, for example, you're being sent something. Do you listen to something and maybe say, wow, I mean, you have written many songs and you've worked together with many artists. Does it still happen to you that you say, wow, I love this voice or I love this style that artist has?
Oh, yeah. That happened to me with Duffy. 5 years ago, I did a record with her. Because I saw her on television in America, and I thought, wow, listen to this blonde white girl singing like a black person, you know. So I just fell in love with her voice, so I called her up, and we wrote together, and we are still friends, and we still write together, you know. So
very cool. Do you have artists around that you'd love to work together with now, currently?
Well, now, you know, now I'm so busy touring that I have hardly any time. You know, I'm developing this idea of songbook, like getting all my songs to work, you know, mm-hmm. in my show, and always looking for different ideas to change and all that kind of stuff. So I hardly have any time for that, but you know, occasionally I do get together with people to write when I have, I mean, I want to make a record, you know, but I don't have a month mm-hmm. where I can say, okay, I'll take a month and make a record, you know.
And how you were just talking about the songs that you wrote in the past. What does it feel like to know you have written songs decades ago and still people remember them? They know the lyrics. What kind of feeling is that?
Oh, it's a great feeling. It's like I don't know how to explain the feeling, you know, exactly. But it's just wonderful to think that, you know, some of my songs are, you know, 45, 50 years old, and they're still being played on the radio today. I don't know if that will happen with the songs of today, you know, or
exactly.
even the songs of the 90s, you know. And I think it's fantastic, you know, whenever I go to certain countries and you put on the radio and you hear all these old songs being played, it's just incredible. I think those songs will probably always be played because it's inspiration for the young people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll invent their own music, but that music is like the map, you know, for the young people to take their music somewhere, you know.
That's an interesting point you're mentioning, because I would like to talk about this, because you said a roadmap, so to speak, but I got the feeling when you read the news and stuff, today it gets increasingly worse with, you know, artists suing other artists for stealing their songs. Is that something you observe too?
Oh, I hate that. You know, all it does is it's almost like somebody put concrete on your feet and you can't move forward or backwards or sideways or anywhere. Suing is like something that somebody invented, you know. I think probably lawyers make a lot of money out of it. It's like divorce, you know. I think it's a terrible thing. I've never sued anybody, you know, even though publishers that publish my songs have sued sometimes, but I have never, as an individual, you know, as a songwriter, because I just think it stops you from moving forward.
Yes.
I'm happy, you know, if I inspired some other writer to write something, as long as it is a note for note and word for word, you know. I'm happy that I could inspire somebody to, you know, write something similar to what I wrote, you know. So I would never sue people for those things. It's just a waste of time.